Hi, how are you? Good, fine. Today on the program, we're going to talk about Lyme disease, which is a horrible thing when you eat far too many limes. You shouldn't eat so many limes. I'm telling you, I've told people this. You're going to get Lyme disease when you eat too many limes. They don't listen to me. Now, apparently Lyme disease, and the reason I'm doing this show today is because I have many friends. Ooh, that didn't sound right. All right, I know a lot of people who actually have it. And these people are like, one day they found a tick on them, and they went to the doctor, and said, you have Lyme disease. And you get treated for that. It's a horrible thing. There's a place in Connecticut called Lyme, Connecticut, where this Lyme disease actually was named after Lyme, Connecticut. How would you like to live in a town where a disease was named after it? I mean, God, what a horrible place to live. Where do you live? I live in Lyme, Connecticut. Oh, that's the place where everybody has Lyme disease. Well, no, it was named after a guy that lived in Lyme. How would you like to have a disease named after you? I guess if you're going to live in infamy, it might as well be for something like that. Sometimes people discover cures for it and it's named after them. Sometimes they discover a disease that someone had and they name it after them. I don't know if it's, I don't know if there's a Van Damme disease. There's a damn disease. I've heard people walk around saying, I got that damn disease again. Well, thank you. It's named after me. Allergies today. Do you have allergies as well? No? Okay, fine. It's just me. Anyway, we're talking about Lyme disease today, but in a very different way. I'm going to talk about it backwards in a foreign language. No, in a very different way today, we're going to talk about Lyme disease. This doctor is a doctor, but he's a holistic doctor, which means he's a holistic doctor. He has found a way to cure things like Lyme disease by using holistic methods. Now, before we even start the show today, I have to go to the bathroom. Before we even start the show today, I got to tell you that when he talks about his holistic treatment, that apparently worked for him. He wrote a book about it, which is obviously why he's here. But I'm telling you, this is not, you know, it's whatever you think is right. Whatever you think is right. I don't want to be responsible for you not getting your proper prescribed medication for something that is quite serious. This is just a doctor's idea on what might work otherwise. Let's leave it at that and throw that disclaimer in. Okay, are we all set? Are you good? Do we have everything we need? All right, let's start the show. Here we go.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Okay, I'm ready.
Whatever.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Ooh. Ooh.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome to the program. I want to make sure you're comfortable. Because the more comfortable you are, the more you can put up with this crap. Okay? That's good. Take your shoes off. Why don't you take your shoes off? Unless you're driving, not a good idea. Go on, take them off. I'll wait. Go on. Seriously, I'm not kidding you. Take your shoes off. Take your shoes off. All right, fine. I don't want to make this sound weird or anything. Take your shoes off. Now take your socks off. Okay, that's like a strip talk show. You don't want to do that. It's interesting, the human mind. Ron, where are you going with this? Because, you know, I've had many doctors on the show over the decades. Many, many doctors. Enough doctors to have a lot of doctors. And some of them talk about these tests that they do. And what they do is they take this new medicine that they've just created, this new pill, whatever the case may be, and they give it to half of their test group, usually about 100 people. Half of them get this new medicine. The other half get water pills, which are called placebos. There's nothing in them whatsoever. It's like a joke. So these other people with this disease, whatever it may be, they're taking just water pills. In their minds, in their heads, they're thinking, I'm taking this new medication. And after like a few days or a few weeks, they say, I'm actually feeling better. And they get tested and they find, well, your disease is actually starting to subside. It's starting to go away. And they go, this is wonderful, new medicine that they got. And you find out it's not the new medicine. You don't have the new medicine. You got a water pill. So how did this disease start getting better when I definitely had the disease and now it's going away? Is it subsiding on its own? Perhaps. Probably not, though. It's the power of your mind so strongly believing that you were taking this miraculous cure for your disease, so much thinking that this is what this is, that your body actually reacted in a positive way. And you fought the disease because in your mind you were saying to yourself, this pill is fighting the disease. The mind is an incredible thing. We don't know how to use it. Believe me, most people I know don't know how to use it. The mind is an incredible thing. So, I'll tell you, I used to go to a Reiki session once a week. I used to, it was in the fall, and all the leaves have fallen from the trees, and I used to go outside and Reiki them up. That's the stupidest joke I've ever told you. Isn't that stupid? So I went to this young lady who is quite an attractive woman, by the way, but that's just besides the point. I'm just throwing that in for theatrical purposes, but she was. So once a week I would go to her. I would lie on a table, and she would take her hands and hover them above me, and she would relieve all my tension. And she would take all the bad energy out of my body and introduce good energy into my body. Body, this is good energy. Good energy, this is my body. And she did this. She would take her hands and she would hover them over my chest, and she would draw out with her hands like she was sucking it out. It was draw out the bad energy. And this went on for an hour. And when I left the place, I felt really, really great. I felt the best I had ever felt in my life. I felt invigorated, like all the negativity was sucked out of me. And for days after that, I would walk around just feeling the top of the world. I did this for quite a few years. And then I stopped. Because it's quite an expensive thing to do, you know. They don't do this for free, these people. They charge you money. It's how they make their living. But I stopped. And at first, I felt not good. And then I realized, Ron, this is your mind. This is your mind that has made you feel so good. It wasn't a lady hovering her hands over your body necessarily. It was your mind. You believed what she was doing, and therefore, it was so. So the mind is an incredibly powerful thing. But I don't think we know how to use it. I don't know how to use my brain, obviously. Look at what I'm doing for a living. That's a joke upon myself. That's called self-deprecating humor. A lot of us use it. You don't know what that is. Some people have a self-deprecating life. Not wife, life. Anyway, Dr. Cass Ingram is going to join us momentarily for an extended period of time, and we're going to listen to him talk about this Lyme disease. And Lyme disease is very, very serious. It affects your nervous system. It affects all parts of your body. And it's from this tiny little tick thing, a little tick. It's a horrible thing. It's, you know, when I was a kid, it's so funny, and I'll talk to the doctor about this, but I used to play in the woods all the time, and in the, you know, we had trees behind my house when I was growing up. I used to play all kinds of things with my friends. Well, I called them friends. They were actually other little people that were my same age. That's all we really had in common. We all had human features. Other than that, there was nothing in common I had with these kids. But we would play games. I never got Lyme disease. I never saw a tick in the woods, but that's not the point. And then when I got older, just like 5-10 years ago, all of a sudden everybody's talking about Lyme disease. Everybody's like, oh my God, I found a tick on my dog. And then I found a tick on myself. And oh my God, is there a tick on me? Oh my God, all I did was walk in the woods for 2 seconds. Oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God. Where did this come from? Where did this come from? Where did it come from? There were no ticks when I was growing up? Of course there were ticks. Is this a new thing? Maybe it is. I don't know. I don't know anything, obviously. That's why I have these guests on the show. They know things. I know nothing. I start fresh. I start like a piece of knowing nothing person. By the way, congratulate me. Go on, congratulate me. Say it. Say it. Yeah. I'm getting off of Facebook. I haven't been on Facebook now for 2.5 months. Thank you. And you know what? I feel cleansed. I feel like I'm not listening to the problems nor activities of other people that I don't really care about to begin with. I don't really need to know their problems. And to be honest with you, I feel so much better about it. You should try it. Don't go on Facebook anymore. Just stop it. Stop it. And if someone says, didn't you see my post on Facebook? Here's what you answer. No, I didn't. Because I don't do it. Man, I feel so much better. All right, the doctor's going to join us right after this short message. And my God, this is just going to be... And again, I've got to remind you, please... I'm not advocating these remedies for Lyme disease. If you want to go that route, do what you want. But it's just an information thing. We don't advocate, nor condone, nor love, nor hate, nor suggest, nor anything, nor Easter, nor. We'll be right back.
First, they put jalapenos on your hamburger, but that wasn't hot enough. Then came habaneros, but still, that wasn't hot enough. Next came the ghost pepper, and still, that was not hot enough for you. Well, buckle up, tough guy, because Burger Guy thinks you're not man enough to handle the heat of our new sweet flaming mother of heaven. What the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger? Featuring two of Burger Guy's signature paper-thin patties topped with an experimental hot sauce made from a concentrated hot pepper extract that has only been approved for military use by North Korea. This burger will burn a hole through every inch of your intestines and then slap your mama on its way out for good measure. This burger is so hot they wouldn't let us test it on prisoners. Death row prisoners. But for a limited time, you can try your luck at your local burger guy. If you're not a complete pussy.
All purchases of the sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger, must be pre-approved by a certified attorney at law with proper notification of next of kin. Sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger must not be consumed within 500 yards of schools or within 1,000 yards of open flame. All Burger Guy franchisees reserve the right to ignore cries for mercy or requests for immediate medical attention.
Dr. Cass Ingram joins us now. He's a nutritional physician. All kinds of award-winning situations with him. He's written a book. And we're going to talk about that right now. It's called the Lyme Disease Cure. We know that Lyme disease is caused by ticks. Does everybody have to be concerned about this if you live in the middle of a city, or do you have to have a deer present?
Well, it's pretty tough to be too concerned about it if you live in the middle of a city on concrete. But anybody that has a backyard has to be concerned. You know how the deer are now. They don't have any predators. They roam around. And
right.
And then there's the white-footed mouse. It's, so that does create some plausibility in the city, bringing the ticks. But the biggest problem is when there's brush or woods or close access to deer, or the dogs can get out and get them and bring them back to the home. I mean, that's the number one thing. But mosquitoes and black flies can bear the Lyme spirochete.
So it could be everybody.
It could be, but, I mean, high density, right?
Yeah.
A person's wooden or leafing or mowing the grass, got shorts on, not paying attention, got two or three dogs, that's a higher risk.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Lyme disease can be quite serious if not discovered early enough, even then. But it can cause a tremendous change to your life and your existence. That's a nerve damage thing, isn't it?
Well, the Lyme disease, by the way, let's not forget that it's sexually transmitted and it's in the blood bank. You could be in the high rise and get it, right? So the problem with the Lyme is that it's a stealth pathogen that builds its own biofilm and its own capacities in order to survive.
Yeah.
It's like a bioweapon, basically.
Okay.
And so it goes in, and you don't know it's there. Then it'll attack the... All of a sudden, somebody could just be paralyzed. All of a sudden, Bell's palsy. All of a sudden, MS-like symptoms. You had no idea.
Wow.
So, yeah, it'll go into the brain and the nerves and spinal cord. But then it'll also go into the skin. It can cause, like, lupus or scleroderma, these types of inflammatory diseases. It can attack the bloodstream, the white blood cells, the red cells. Then, of course, you don't want to forget that you have cardiac Lyme.
There was
a guy out in Massachusetts not that long ago, dropped dead in his garage, 55-year-old.
Uh-huh.
And they did an autopsy, and he found out he had a Lyme growing in his heart.
Wow. So that's the scariest part of it. It's recognizing that you have it fast enough. And if you live alone or you wear clothes a lot, I mean, how would you even know?
You wouldn't know anyway, even if you didn't, because it's such a tiny tick.
Yeah.
Barring a bullseye rash, 95% of people don't know that they contracted Lyme. And, of course, don't forget, the big thing is, and that's how it started out in Lyme in old Lyme, Connecticut, monoarticular joint. In other words, all of a sudden, the child's knee went bad, or the ankle went bad, or the hip went bad, or the elbow or wrist or something.
Let me ask you before we go any further, can you... If you have a dog and your dog comes into the house and the dog, you know, is rolling in the grass all the time, can you actually pick up the ticks from the dog?
One of the worst cases I've dealt with was a lady who slept with her dog.
Yeah.
And she got a tick under each armpit from the dog.
Ugh.
So, I mean, you know, one has to be trying to use their senses here. The dogs are low to the ground. They're hairy.
Yeah.
And they'll bring the ticks into the house, and then some of the ticks that, if a tick bites and it sucks the blood, it's pretty well done, but he could have 10, 20 ticks, and tick crawl off of that and come to you.
Right.
But, and there's such a thing as a spray that you can apply to the dogs that's made from just natural herbs and oils.
Yeah.
I found it to be 95% to 100% effective. So there are options there. That one's, by the way, called Herbal Protect X.
Yeah.
You would spray it on the underbelly between the shoulder blades, and it's 8 essential oils, very, very effective,
yeah.
On the pads of the feet. Cats don't seem to be as big of a contractor of Lyme, but they can get ticks. That's another option.
Wow. You know, yeah. Dr. Ingram, like 90% of it's either sleep with our dogs or they sit up against us. I mean,
yeah.
This is like...
Yeah, you'll get them that way.
It's a given. It's just a given. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when we know the problem, what the hell do we do about it?
Well, that's where I come in, really, with the Lyme disease cure. I of course, you know I got it. We talked before about,
right.
I don't know, 7 years ago when I was doing my research in the Wisconsin woods.
Yeah. That's true.
I'm an herbal guy, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm looking at herbs and plants, and I was at the absolute peak of my health at the time. I mean, a week later, I thought I was dead. Yeah. I was going to die or something. I don't know. What's this weird thing attacking my body? What is it? I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
Then I spun around, and I found this bullseye rash because I had such a burning on my back.
Wow.
So, I mean, so I started experimenting. It was in my brain and spinal cord. It was too late to take the drugs anyway, and I thought, I'm going to just croak here. The herbalist is going to die from a tick. And then I discovered the cure, basically.
Can you give me a hint, or do I have to get the
book? No, you can. I'm not saying a word. Actually, you know what it was?
What?
It was the oil of oregano and the wild oregano extracts, which are germicides, right?
Yes.
But here's the thing. It didn't work for about 2 months.
Oh.
And so that was the most powerful thing you could possibly take in nature. The drugs are too late for me. So I just decided I'll crank up the dose.
Good.
I did a New Englander.
Yes.
I said, I'm sick of this stuff. I'm going to get rid of it.
That's what we do.
So I put the dose high, and I got better, like 90% better.
Wow.
I'm using the edible kind, just so you know, so that you could do it. Don't worry about it, okay?
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt you if you know what you're taking.
Yeah.
So I'm using the P73, the original stuff, oil of wild oregano. I'm taking a whole bottle a day, which is a whole 1 ounce.
Yes.
I'm dumping it in a glass of water, and I drink it all at once.
Yeah.
Now, the label claim says 2 drops, so I'm taking 850 drops, so that's like 20,000 times the label.
A little bit more than they suggest.
So I burn this stupid thing out.
Mm.
I take the same product, but 120 gel caps. Yeah. I use this super strength form.
Oh, man.
And then I take this Aregarasp, which we now know why that's important.
Right.
It has sage, cinnamon, oregano, and cumin. So I take that. I take 50 capsules of that. You know, the bottle's got, 90 capsules?
Yeah.
And I cooked the sucker, or I thought I did.
Okay.
Because it was still in my joints. 90 days later, it came back out in my joints.
All
now,
right.
I didn't have any other symptoms. I was no longer tired, thought I was going to die, pressure in my head and all.
Uh-huh.
So then I had to invent a way to get it out of the joints. So, I did that too, because I was in a wheelchair, you know.
Wow.
I don't like wheelchairs. Yeah.
No,
sorry.
Many people do, even though they do roll a lot. Listen, so how would I, if I had this problem, how would I know what to do? I mean, obviously there's nothing over the counter that is equal to what you're talking about.
There's no over the counter, there's no anti-pain drug, nothing.
Yeah.
Other than the antibiotics when you get it right away or something.
Yeah.
What you'd have to go to my website and study my basic protocol and whatever videos they're there.
Yeah.
CassIngram.com. If you, and I'm not saying you should buy anything, we're just talking as friends.
Right.
But if there's the book is there, the Lyme disease cure, right?
Yep.
And there's also the cures in the cupboard and the cures in the cupboard CDs, and they all cover this issue.
Yeah, they do.
The protocol is big, okay? If you had it, I'd tell you to take the oil of oregano, the juice, the Oregamax, the Oregares, and now the new Orega Ultra. I'll tell you why in a minute. I'd put you on 5 or 6 things.
Yeah. Okay, we know herbal stuff is good, but we don't know what the ramifications of it are when you step up the dose to what you're talking about. So I'll ask you, were there any negative effects to inducing that dose?
The only side effect I had is I got well.
That's about it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't have any side. I mean, I was sick. I was going to die or something. Stupid thing.
Well, you don't have a choice. You don't have a choice at a point. You'll try anything because what the hell, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, what's the difference? Yeah. If I burn my liver out, you know, at least I could maybe survive. And so, no, yeah. I didn't. You know, in fact, what's interesting about this original, because that's the P-73 is the original type that was created. And there's a lot of knockoffs and all that, but that material, we tested it on humans with hepatitis C, my study.
Mm-hmm.
I tested it in vitro. I did the Georgetown study in rats or in mice. It was a very good study on killing candida mm-hmm. and saving the lives of the mice.
Mm-hmm.
The other study we did on drug-resistant staph, all these different... But I myself wondered, well, I mean, you're taking a bottle or two a day. Gosh, how's the stomach going to handle it?
Yeah.
So if there was a side effect, it may be a little bit of irritation in the stomach, but not the liver. See, that's the key.
Yeah.
What our study showed was that the oregano, as an antioxidant, protected the liver, protected the kidneys. Actually, the kidney function, the liver function improved.
Wow.
You can imagine if you have all these spirochetes attacking your liver and your kidney and you kill them,
right.
There's only one option, it's going to get better.
You know. All right, let's talk about not getting this this disease to begin with. And there are herbal ways that are simple preventatives. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, no, the big one is going to be to take that oil of oregano in your bloodstream so that if you did get bit, you've got a barrier against it,
mm-hmm.
okay? And another one is sage. That's why I keep pushing the oregarest, because it's got that sage component.
Uh-huh.
When I was with the lecture in Texas, somebody interrupted my lecture. He had a big longhorn hat on, and he said, "Hey, you ever hear of the longhorn cattle? I'm a Mexican, and we brought them up from Mexico years ago, and now we raise them in Texas." He says, "When a tick bites," this Hispanic chap had a lot of history with the longhorn. He said, "We know this for years. When a tick bites our cattle, the tick dies."
Yeah.
And we find that the cattle eat the sagebrush.
Mm-hmm.
So the sage has a substance in it, thujone, that is poisonous to ticks. You want to take, if you're in a hot zone, something with wild sage that's safe. Now, there's a caveat, because in this case, if you take the wrong kind of sage, if it's not the edible sage that the villagers make a tea from and
mm-hmm.
so on,
mm-hmm.
it can be a little irritating to the body. Mm-hmm. So
that's right.
I'll just say use the oregarest. Okay. It's simple.
Let me interrupt. What about the dogs that tend to bring
the
this
dogs
into
too?
Your
you want to give them a little oil of oregano, mm-hmm. Maybe a bit of the oregarest. Open up some of the capsule. That's mm-hmm. totally safe for them as well, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But the spray, okay, for humans too, all right? So what's prevention? You're going to stay in the house forever, right? No. So you go out, you're going to have to get rid of the shorts. If you don't want ticks, you're going to have to wear, like, light cotton long.
Yep.
Pull the socks over. You have to do it. I do it now
right.
if I'm in a zone.
Mm-hmm.
Pull the socks over tight to the anklet.
Mm-hmm.
Then you even can sometimes wear long sleeves. And if you're really sophisticated, you'll put a rubber band over your sleeve.
Mm.
Okay, so now they can't get underneath, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you take a long brimmed hat if you want. Then you take the Protec-X spray. You can use citronella, but that does have a degree of toxicity.
Mm-hmm.
So Protec-X is non-toxic. Geranium and sage and oregano and all these things. And you mist yourself real good with that. And usually one mist a day is enough.
Yeah.
But if you're in a hot zone, you want to put a little more on, you do.
Yeah.
I think 99% protection. Now, for that extra 1% to 5%, here's what you do. You come home, you strip your clothes off, you put them in a garbage bag. Now, do you put them in the washer? No. You put them in the dryer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, a woolen sweater is exempted. And let the dryer desiccate for an hour, the ticks. They'll be all dead.
Well, because they can't stand that kind of heat?
Well, they'll dry them up and they'll die.
Dry up. Okay.
Yeah, dry up and they're dead.
All right.
Otherwise, your clothes could be the source. They crawl off and boom, come to see you at night.
I guess if you don't live alone, it's a good idea in the summer to have your mate check out your body every night.
You should.
Yeah.
You should in your area. Yeah.
Yeah.
One good check.
I got to tell you, Doctor, when I was growing up, we played in the woods. We ran around. We rolled on the grass. And I don't know where my friends are. Maybe they got
like... No, you're right. Look, you didn't have Plum Island at the height of its corruption either.
Yeah.
When they were doing all this kind of bioweapon stuff, and they were injecting ticks with pathogens, all sorts of pathogens, and then releasing them on the island and releasing them on the mainland, perhaps.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, the bioweapon got out of the box. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, something.
It did start right by Plum Island, after all, anyway.
Yeah, well, now it's all over.
And then you, West Nile started 2.5 miles in Suffolk County, Long Island there, just downstream from... You know, from the Plum Island,
downway
and wind.
Yeah.
So you got to wonder, with all this corruption and the Rockefeller Institute and all these different things, if it's not just... I mean, how are you going to get West Nile virus from Africa in New York City?
True.
Not possible.
No, it's not. Somebody has to bring it over, obviously.
Yeah. But you'd say it could be a human, it could have come in the boat.
It could have been anything.
What?
It's like going shopping in the supermarket and bringing a little cockroach in your shopping bag.
Yeah, the cockroach comes. We had that happen, and we got fined in these apartments. And a person that I know was an indigent. He came and he stayed in an apartment. And the whole place got infested.
Exactly, and never
bed
changed.
Bugs too.
Yep. Well, yeah, stay in a hotel these days. Okay, the book is available everywhere, I assume?
Well, no.
Oh, no.
I'm telling everybody, support the little guy. This is a crazy world.
Oh, no.
Support CassIngram.com. You know, I had a person call me the other day and says, "Hey, is Dr. Ingram dead? The bookstore thing has changed, hasn't it? Amazon has changed the culture."
Yes, it has.
I'm not dead, okay? CassIngram.com, there's the books.
Right.
That way we can have a communication. You can see my videos. We can support each other.
Cool.
And then maybe your mom and pop health food store, maybe they'll carry it. I don't know.
Okay. But it's there to be
it's
done.
It's there. And then maybe you can get the P73 from the vitamin shop or mom and pop or something.
Cool.
And hunt it down, start taking it, and then maybe hit some of the Orega Esp as a 1-2 punch if you want to get into more of the book. I mentioned the Orega Ultra. That's an interesting thing. I'm now dispensing quite a bit for Lyme because it's really high in carvacrol.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be something that will speed it up for our victims, something new they've invented. Yeah.
Right.
Hi, carvacrol.
Well, it's all at the CassIngram.com website, all that information.
Pretty much. I don't really sell too much there, but everybody's
but
saying...
We can go there for it.
Yeah, they can go there and study. Yeah.
And let me spell it for them. CassIngram. That's
how
you spell doc. Well, of course, doc. Yeah, we know that. We were just going for the spelling of your name. Okay.
Yeah, go to the net, I guess.
Yeah. And, of course, the book is called The Lyme Disease Cure.
Yes.
Is there a phone number that's attached to this?
1-800. Give them a call. Get some help. 1-800-243-5242. 1-800. You can place an order for books, too. 800-243-5242. Cass Ingram, look it up, study, learn how you can help your family.
Beautiful.
And I've got 100 cases in Pittsburgh. They're doing very, very well on my protocol.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you again. Let's do it again in the near future.
Okay, my friend.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Do with it what you will. I am out of here. Really, I need to change my socks. It happens like 3 times a day. I don't know why, actually. You have yourselves a wonderful, 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 wonderful day. And if you believe it will be a wonderful day, then it shall be. I wish you peace.